This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And along with my co-host, Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our community leaders in the South Florida area. Well, audience, a joy has come across my desk. I am fortunate to have Veronica Mora, who's the president of the Nexus Funding Solutions. Now, Veronica has been a friend of mine for years, and I know she is eager to tell you what she does and how she got started. So, Veronica, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
So, Veronica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, above all, I'm a mother. I'm a mother of amazing three adult children. They are my greatest achievement. All three of them are kind, which is most important, smart, and have an amazing work ethic. And I'm also a grandmother, which, David, I know you know that being a grandparent is all that it's cracked up to be and then some. I have an amazing 21-month-old grandson. And a feisty little three-month-old little granddaughter who has overcome so much in her short term of life. So I am truly obsessed.
That is beautiful.
I'm also a wife of 26 years to my soulmate, best friend, and business partner, George. And I am an entrepreneur. But I wasn't always an entrepreneur. I actually began my career in the mortgage sector in 2001. Full circle. I'm back to the same industry. But back then, George and I had a mortgage company for 5 years. And we saw the market shifting in 2006. And we went into banking before the 2008 real estate crash. So we got out just in time. I spent 15 years in banking. I really enjoyed banking. I learned so much. I held several roles. I was a licensed investment banker. I was a branch manager. I was a senior program acquisition manager. And that's the role I met you, David, in. Part of that role, I was a liaison for the retail and the wholesale bank, as well as I managed our financial literacy program. And I think that's where I met you, where I presented the financial part of our financial literacy program to the 100 Black Men class. So I think that was about 10 years ago. So we go way back. In that role, I also provided acquisition coaching and strategy for over 50 financial center managers and their district managers and the area president. So I really loved that job, but I was laid off from that job after 6 years, and they got rid of 3 senior employees to then hire 6 junior employees, which was really painful. But then I quickly found a new home at another large financial institution, and I became a business banker. And I was there for about 3 years, and now I am the co-founder of Nexus Funding Solution.
That is so beautiful, and it's a good start of a good journey. So I'm going to take your journey a little bit lower. So are you originally from South Florida?
I am not. I was born in New York, but I've been down here my whole entire adult life. I came down here for high school, and I claim I'm a Floridian. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, a diehard Miami Dolphins fan. I watch even when they're losing. And so I love South Florida. I love the beaches. I'm not a city girl per se. That's my sister who still lives in New York, but I love South Florida. This is my home. This is where I met my husband. And I like New York to go visit my family, but and eat some good food. But then I'm a true Floridian.
So you say you're a true Floridian. So I guess when you say you eat, you're going to New York to eat some nice food. What kind of food are you eating, young lady?
Everything. So my husband is an amazing cook, and we've had businesses. We had a catering business. We had a production catering business many years ago. And so we love food. We love anything from Indian food, Jamaican food, Spanish food, Italian food. So there's like no limits to what we eat, Asian food.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that you're having such laughter. Just enjoy the joy. Now, you told us how you got started. Now, what drove you into the entrepreneurial business?
So after I got laid off in 2018, which caught me by surprise and stung bad, I had given so much to the company I was with for 12 years. And just to be a number when their strategy changed, it didn't matter who I was, my reputation, my performance. I was just a number that was pushed out by an algorithm. It was a huge lesson for me. So my husband, he used to call me the corporate soldier. I gave it my all. And so after something like that happens to you, you start noticing things differently. And working as a business banker, which was my last role in banking, which I thought I would love because I could help people again, I realized that it was getting increasingly more difficult to help clients with their needs. The bank I was at was only approving about 28% of the applications we would submit. Of their own clients that have been banking with them for years and sometimes even decades. And so, seeing clients disappointed time and time again was getting increasingly difficult because I love to give back to my community and I always want to help people. And so I had shared my frustration with my partner and now my business partner, George, and he's always been a visionary. And he suggested that we go back into the mortgage industry and open up Nexus. And while it was a scary thought at the moment because I had just had a 15-year career in banking and a successful one at that, I quickly got excited because we sat down and discussed what we wanted to do with Nexus. And bottom line was that we wanted to give more yeses. We wanted to help more people. And we wanted to educate and be a resource for different avenues for funding for funding your home and or your business. George was a commercial banker as well in banking. And so, he actually named the company Nexus, which means essential link or connection is Nexus. And so like we're the middle of all sorts of lending resources for you or your business. And so we like to say at Nexus Funding Solutions, you always walk away with the resolution. So because if you are even missing, you know, we take it really serious when we sit with someone and having a financial background, I really do look at each person that we sit with a holistic view and we look at the full financial picture and decide what is the best. And we really go above and beyond to find the best lender, the best in it for your scenario. Every person is different and has a different scenario. And we don't give denial letters or say no. We give you a plan on how to get there. If right now is not the time, then we tell you, okay, well, you need to do X, Y, Z. And this is if you do this in this time frame, then you will be able to reach your goals. And so I think that really is what separates us from other brokers. And we are brokers. We work with many lenders. We're not a lender. We work, we have partnerships with dozens of lenders and we've become experts on their program so that we can help best fit your need. And like I said, everyone has a different story. Everybody has different financial situation. And so we're here to best fit you into your financial situation.
Well, thank you, Veronica. That was so touching. I'm eager now to get going from that end. But before I go to my next question, let me lift my co-host, Mr. Andre Williams, because he's chomping at the bit ask some questions of you because he is in this industry. So, Andre, take it away.
Thanks, David and Veronica. So nice to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And I was really excited first to hear that you were a Dolphins fan. I've been a Dolphins fan my entire life. My dad first bought season tickets, I think it was in the 72 or 73 season. And so I grew up going to the game. So we have a lot in common.
Excellent. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as the listeners know, I'm a real estate attorney. And Veronica, I have a full service real estate law firm, title company. I've been at this over 20 years, more or less. But I remember the crisis in 2008 and how that impacted communities like Miami Gardens and other communities where folks were, you know, they had some sort of exotic mortgage product. And I just remember driving down streets and seeing three, four, five homes in a row with grass overgrown. So that 2008 crisis really turned our real estate industry around.
Yes, it did.
So fast forward to today, and you know about the skyrocketing prices here in Miami-Dade County and Broward County. We've talked about that on the show. I think the median home price in Broward is $600,000, and Miami-Dade County might be a little bit more. So for our listeners, tell me how you've adjusted to that, the market changes. And you know, homes are not really affordable nowadays. And I know you're more mission focused. So how do you deal with that at your company?
It's about education. We've had to, and you're right. You know, we were having clients come to us and running the numbers and just realizing, wow, you know, these folks, you know, it's a challenge to get them pre-qualified. And so we had to quickly become experts if, you know, we wanted to stay, you know, with our vision and our goal to help everyone in our community and have financing options for everyone. And there are so many benefits to becoming a homeowner. While it's expensive, you know, you're still locking in today's prices. There's still tax advantages. You're building wealth. On average, you know, folks that rent on average have $8,000 in assets versus someone that is a homeowner that has over $300,000 in net. Their net worth is about an average $300,000. So there's still so much value and benefit to being a homeowner. But like you said, it's expensive, the affordability. And so we've had to really become experts and find programs to meet this community. And we are proud preferred lenders of Broward County and Miami-Dade County's down payment assistance program, because we've worked well with them. Not just anybody gets on their list. You have to follow the process properly. We have lenders that have, those are income-based programs, but we also have down payment assistance programs for those that their income is a little bit higher. However, they have limited funds to purchase a home. And we've really just had to become experts on every possible program out there to meet this community. And we are proud that we have those resources. We have, we're constantly looking and staying abreast of what new grant programs are coming out. Currently, Fannie Mae's Home Ready program has $10,000 forgivable grant. There's another $5,000 one. And if it's with a lender, we're going to make sure that they're our partner and that we have them in our list to be able to serve anyone that needs to go that route. So it's just about staying abreast of what's happening in your community. And, you know, I try to attend as many community events. And, you know, I heard Marty Carr, our property appraiser, speak several months ago and share the update on what's happening with the affordability here in Fort Lauderdale. And you have to stay abreast of those things so that you know how to meet those needs. And so that's something that we do at Nexus, is that we make sure that we stay abreast of what's happening in our community so that we can partner with the local governments, whatever programs are available, so that we can have those offerings for our clients.
And Veronica, one last question. So I know some folks are still sitting on the sidelines. They're worried about the interest rates, increasing. But what would be your advice to someone who's in the market for a house, but concerned about the interest rate or the economy in general? What would be your advice to them?
So I might be aging myself a little bit, but when I purchased my first home 25 years ago, rates were higher than they are today. They were my first interest rate was 7.99. So I've been part of the cycle, and our economy, interest rates are all cyclical, and they go up and down like the stock market. And this is just a cycle. And, you know, like they say, this too shall pass. And so what we found is similar to the stock market. If you stick with it, you will recover. And so what I'm telling folks, and especially in our South Florida market, we are still getting people moving here in like crazy numbers. They're moving here every day and our property values are going up. My advice to them is buy now. You can always change your interest rate later. Property values are still going up 3% a year. So even last year, in the highest rate environment that we experienced in 20 years, our property values still went up 3%. So you're still growing your net worth. You can always refinance, but at least you're locking in the purchase of your home today for today's prices. And we can always change and your interest rate going forward.
That's great advice, Veronica. David, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are very, very interesting in the fact I want you, Veronica, to walk me through. I'm a new homeowner. I heard about you. I want to come in and sit down and have you walk me through the process. What can I expect to feel and see from your business?
Well, first we get to know you. I mean, you know, I need to understand, you know, what brought you to this decision to purchase a home. And so everybody has a story. Their rents are going up. They've gone up over 20 something percent. I mean, we had one year, the year before last, where rents went up 20 to 30%. And so we, you know, we try to find out what that looks like. We sit down, we get to know you, find out what your goals are, because is it that you want to stay at the same rent level? Some people want to stay conservative. Some people want, you know, to move up. And so are you going to be staying in this home for more than 5 years? Is this your starter home? So there's so many questions that people really don't think about, but we dig deep. We like to get to know you because that is going to be the direction of our recommendation of what is the best program for you. And that's pretty much it. It's really okay. Just about getting to know the client and knowing what their financial goals are and taking it from there.
No, and that's beautiful because, again, we look at our community and what we're trying to do and making an impact. And you've been here. And there are a lot of companies similar to what you do, but they don't do what you do. And I think you gave us some, my audience and listeners, what makes your differentiators or makes you that person that we want to do business with. And so one of my other last questions is from the standpoint of your community involvement. Seems like every business owner has a nonprofit they work with or several. And what is driving your behavior now that you have grown out of the corporate men into the entrepreneurial end?
So in the nonprofit world, I spend some of my time with the Greater Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. I am the chair of the West Leads Group. Where the West is the best.
There you go.
And our group is, right now we have about 24 members and we meet twice a month, the second and the fourth Thursday of the month. And you are just networking with like-minded business owners to really enrich each other's businesses. And something that I try to, that I'm trying to do with our group is that, a while ago, I went to a conference and they were talking about your 1%. When you have your own business, just focus on your 1%. And they talked about Lady Gaga and Mini Coopers and how their strategy, like Lady Gaga only focuses her marketing on her fan base, which is, she calls them her little monsters. And just by focusing on that smaller group of people, those people share and provide the biggest impact to who she is. And so what I like to share, and it makes perfect sense, if the 24 of us in that leads group, and growing, by the way, we've grown in the last year from about 7 to 24. So it's really exciting. But if you have 24 people that truly understand what you do, and how passionate you are about your business, and they can share that with their family and friends, you are really, it's the power of expanding your network without you doing it. You're just focusing on your network, you know, the smaller group. And so, you know, just taking the time for us to really get to know each other and build that bond is critical to our community, to getting to know each other, supporting each other. And it just, a beautiful thing can happen once we all really leverage each other to do better for our community, because we all have businesses that make a really great impact in our community. It's about bringing people together to make a bigger impact. So that's what I'm trying to do there. As far as my other passion, I have a passion around mental health, and I am the fundraising and events chair for Full Circle Therapy Foundation. And Full Circle Therapy is a foundation that provides little to no cost therapy sessions for clients who have high co-pays or deductibles or don't have any mental health benefits or insurance. I honestly feel that, you know, more and more people are suffering from mental health issues, from children to adults, with all the pressures that are being put on them today. And I'm proud to say that the foundation was founded by my daughter-in-law and her sister, who are therapists and are owners of Full Circle Therapy in Weston, and have over 20 therapists in a little over 3 years. So they were another pandemic business creation, as George and I created Nexus the year of the pandemic as well. So those are my two passions where I spend my time. And that's it.
Okay. Well, I would be amiss if I don't ask this last question, because my audience, they always love to hear this. How did you survive the pandemic? They want to know, because you're married, you got a husband. How did you two manage to work through this crazy pandemic?
So funny you ask. It was a coincidence, but that was the year we started Nexus. So we started March of 2020. So we were fortunate. We were making the plans prior to, and then that's when we started in March of 2020. And we were fortunate that we could run the business remotely. And it was a great year for real estate. The rates were historic low, and it was a fantastic first year. And the pandemic actually gave us more time to focus on just business, since we really couldn't do anything else. And we could just focus on, you know, what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. So it was the pandemic was a blessing in disguise for us, because we had a lot of time to just focus. And George and I, you know, we make good partners. We get along really well. Everybody asked me, how do you work with your husband? And we're very different. He's a visionary. I'm more process driven. And, you know, I'm the manager. So, you know, and I do try to manage him a little bit too much. But we balance each other out very well. And I'm proud to say that he's my partner.
Oh, so in closing, as we're getting ready to wrap up, where do you see your business in the next 2 to 3 years and beyond?
So just expanding to reach more of our community. And, you know, I love education, so I want to spend more of my time out there educating. And so we're in the process of hiring staff, and I hope to have, you know, one or two loan officers in the next year or so. I don't want, you know, something that we can attain and keep it a small family business, but be able to reach more people and educate more people on the programs that are available, how to fund their business, how to get an SBA loan for their business, how to purchase their first commercial property. So we're really working right now. We're working really hard right now to scale the business, tighten up processes to ensure that when we hire them, that they'll be able to replicate what we do and how we do it, so that there's no missing a beat. So more to come from Nexus. So we're really excited about that.
So I didn't hear the fact if you're going to sell out or decide to move it and keep it. So I don't want to ask that question now, but I want to make sure that we at least put the feelers out there that you could be somewhere down the line moving into something else. I just saying.
Oh, no. This is something I think I could do until I retire. I really do love what we're doing. And it's something that, you know, maybe putting the processes in place and just managing it from a high level. And like I said, just being able to go out and educate more people is where I would like to transition into, but within my company, not doing something else.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I knew this was going to come. Time is up, and you did a great job. And for those that don't know who I've been speaking with, I've been speaking to the president of Nexus Funding Solutions, Veronica Moore. Good personal friend of mine, and take full advantage of the services. You may not be looking to sell, may not be looking to buy a home right now, but take the chance or time to know who Nexus Funding is. You might be surprised. If not you, who do you know? So thank you for being on the podcast, Veronica. I want to thank you for taking the time. Thank you, Andre, for co-hosting as always. And we look forward, Veronica, to meeting with you and seeing you in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you've been listening to Veronica Moore, president of Nexus Funding Solutions. And until next time, we look forward to having you listen again in the near future. Bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese. And the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.